you're joined with Sean Taft.
Good morning, Vanessa. Great to see you.
Good morning. How are you feeling?
Absolutely fantastic.
Amazing. So guys, Sean Taff is... Oh, you explain who you are, Sean. You go.
Okay. So my name is Sean Taff. I have a hairdressing company down in Kerry for the last 30 odd years. So delighted to head up a team of 40 people.
Yes.
And yeah, that's it.
Amazing. And I'm just wondering, like, how did you first come up with the idea of getting into hairdressing? And then eventually, like, what inspired you to take that first step? Start your own business in 1989.
Yeah, well, I guess I wanted to do hairdressing ever since I can remember, even as a child. And I got the opportunity back in the mid-80s and just went for it. So just before I was 14, went into hairdressing full time. Yeah.
I love that, just before you're 14.
Yeah.
So you're quite young.
Yeah, really, really young.
Wow.
And opened up when I was 16.
Yeah.
No real desire to open a business, but just wanted to further my education.
Love
and at that.
That
time, money was tight, so
of
it
course.
Was the only way to actually get money to invest in education. I opened up my own business just to kind of fund that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And even, did you ever picture yourself starting your own brand at all, like when you started before you were 14?
Not at all. I mean,
it was
just a case of, you know, day to day, what, you know, do as much good hair as you can each day and just grow organically like that.
Yes,
you know? Yeah.
Wow. So you'd like, you never thought if it just came along the path?
Not at all. I mean, I guess at that time, you know, you're like 16, really all you think about is tomorrow and the weekend.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. And even I'm wondering, like, when did you start your business again? What year was it?
So that was 1989.
Yeah.
And at that time, like right now, we have the National Hairdressing Apprenticeship, the NHA. There was none of that back then, you know. Whereas, like, today, if anyone wants to go into hairdressing, there's great pathways.
There is, isn't there?
You know,
yeah.
The new National Hairdressing Apprenticeship started in 2016. So I'm literally here as the poster boy
for
hairdressing.
Yeah.
So anybody wanting to think of hairdressing as a career, definitely look up NHA, the National Hairdressing Apprenticeship.
NHA.
Yeah.
Amazing. And you even started out as a one-man operation and now you have 3 salons, education facility and over 40 employees. When did you first realize, wow, this has actually become something bigger than I thought it was going to be?
Yeah, I suppose back in 2006 when we opened in Killarney, we went from being like a four person operation to suddenly growing to like 15 or 16 people. And that's when you realise you're only as good as the team you have around you.
Wow, yeah.
And, you know, it's so important that everybody is kind of has the same values and the same culture. And I guess that's what kind of led me into the whole education and training side of the business to make sure that we're all kind of operating at a certain level.
Yeah, no, I love that. See, you speak with so much passion as well, Sean. You really do. You can tell you love the area that you're in.
You know what? I'm closer to 40 years hairdressing than 30, which is longer than most of your listeners have been alive or even their parents probably. But I still love it as much today as I did when I started, you know?
That's what you have to keep. You have to keep the passion going. You have
absolutely.
To keep it on the journey. And you've even expanded the business 8 times over the years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've kind of grown and opened up multiple sites and stuff. Mm. And I suppose most recently, it's been our learning platform, our online learning platform and our brands and our tools and so on. So different kind of avenues at different times over the years. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. And you even won awards. You represented Ireland and you competed at the World Championships. Like, wow. Like, what has been the proudest moment of your career?
Yeah, look, I guess for anybody to be able to put on the tricolour or the Irish jersey for whether it's sport, whether it's for whatever, is just an incredibly, I suppose, privileged thing to do.
Yeah.
So I suppose for me, on a personal level, probably the Team Ireland was the most kind of proud thing. Whereas collectively for our salon, you know, winning Salon of the Year a number of times, kind of showing that, you know, I suppose how our team has kind of grown together. That was probably the proudest group moment, you know?
Yes, yes, 100%. And you're always so positive as well. You're very positive. I love that. And even you've now moved on beyond just salons. Like you said, you launched your own like online platform, and there's like Sean Taff professional products already. So like, what made you want to create these products and this education?
You know, it's really weird, actually. The products actually came from COVID, because it was the only time that I was doing nothing, you know, being off with COVID. And I said, you know what? If I don't do something, I'm going to go crazy here. So it gave me the time to actually work with developers in the UK, pharmacists, to actually create our own bespoke range. Wow. Now, we only have two products. We're only a tiny brand, but we actually patented six, but it's really, really expensive to bring products to market.
Of course,
So, we're in the middle of that journey at the moment.
Amazing. And when did that start? Like, when did you launch it?
We launched, I think, was it 2023 or 4? 2024, I think it was.
Wow.
And we're currently in like about 8 different salons across the country, as well as our own and our website and stuff. But we're hoping to grow that onwards and upwards from here.
Absolutely. And even now, like, looking back at everything you've built since 1989, like, what advice would you give to someone listening who has a dream of starting their own business, whatever it may be, but they're nervous about taking that step, like that push? What would you...
Yeah, well, I think having that belief in yourself is super important. Mm-hmm. And don't listen to the negative voices, because you'll always get somebody that will put you down. But on a cautionary note, you know, there's no substitute for the grind.
Yeah.
There's no get rich quick. You got to put in the work and you got to put in the
100%.
Time. But if you do, then you will reap the rewards.
That's amazing. He's very motivational, Sean. Thank you so much for that. And like, even, do you have any like further projects for the future or anything?
You know what, I suppose for me now it's about building our industry. So like I said earlier on, you know, my mission is to get loads and loads more people into our industry.
It's
a great career. You know, you can travel anywhere. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, how old you are, what country you're in. Hairdressing just opens up so many doors. So anyone that's like literally got Leaving Cert results in the last few days, definitely think about hairdressing as that career.
Amazing. And even, would you say, you would say there's so much more support available now than when you first started?
I mean, there's so many avenues and platforms. But I mean, the entry through the National Hairdressing Apprenticeship is fantastic. It's 3 years, by the way.
3 years,
You do a day per week in college, and you're in the salon the other 4 days.
Lovely.
And you get paid as well.
Sir, that's so handy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can do it through apprenticeship.
That's
really interesting, though, Sean.
Yeah, and it sits at a level 6 on the national framework. So
great.
If you get sick of it after a couple of years, you can then go in at university at diploma level and continue your journey from there. So yeah, there's absolutely no reason why not to choose hairdressing.
I love that. No, 100%. Yeah. And how do you feel as well, like being able to inspire that into people?
Well, I think it's kind of, it's my job. It's been, hairdressing has been very good to me. So now it's my turn to try and give back a little bit in terms of trying to get more people into the industry.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much, Sean, for coming into us today.
Vanessa, thanks so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
No, honestly, thank you.